Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by
Gillette, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Northeast Men's Health, John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, and Drains by James.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Antonio Gibson, number four, back deep. And this ball's coming out. There's a speed dip. There he goes. Oh, there he goes. It's already a new season. The number two draft pick from Ohio State takes it 100 yards.
High noon. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. What a start. Woo! To Friday night, Keith.
Literally could not start better.
I mean, good thing they start those preseason games later than they say, because I would say a lot of people might have missed it. But you got the Brady statue, you got the lead up, you got the later start. I was there in plenty of time to watch that kickoff, but it was exciting.
Oh, it was the most exciting play in football.
Sick brag, bro.
Pretty good.
The number
100-yard kick return.
The number two pick out of Ohio State.
I didn't realize that. Well, he was a second-round pick.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Semantics. I didn't realize
the Pats had the number two overall pick.
No.
Very good.
That would have been a reach on Henderson. A good player. Probably didn't need to go at two.
I would have taken Genty before him, although Genty stunk it up in the preseason.
Did he run one back 100 yards?
No, he did not. No.
No, but as a brief aside, there's going to be way more kick returns this year, because last year they were hoping for
it. If that's a play that's back, and I don't just mean 100-yard kickoff returns by Travion, but if the kickoff return is back, good. The NFL needs that play back.
Yeah, because if they now take a knee on, it's to the 35. So it's like, I don't think you're going to have your kicker just shoot into the end zone anymore. I mean, that's too good a field position to be doing that. I mean, think about it. The old rule, kicking it out of bounds, put it on the 40, and how detrimental that was. And how much of a factor it was in the Patriots' second Super Bowl, for
John Casey.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't live that one down.
No, you can't.
Wiggy probably still complains about that kick. I would imagine.
He does. Yeah, he for sure does. But Henderson starts it great. But then it wasn't just that. He also added some great plays and has flashed in on offense, too.
I think he's the reason to feel best coming out of that game, even more so than Will Campbell, who I did think was good. He had one miscue. Which really more was a Drake May miscue, but the reason May was under pressure, and you've seen the fumble by now, Campbell and Wilson had a factor in that. But I think Campbell's a reason to feel pretty good. You mentioned DJ James earlier, Efton Chisholm. Like, there were some good performances in that game, but the guy to feel best about is Travion Henderson. We saw him in camp. He had a drop at joint practices, but we saw a couple of electric plays from him. It was nice to see that in a real game setting, at real speed, with live tackling, bowling people over, making people miss, factor in the pass game, one run for 18 yards. Like, he looked like a guy who could add some dynamic playmaking to this offense. And let's face it, that's something they've needed now for a number of years. They've tried to bring in fast guys and explosive guys, and they haven't succeeded.
No.
And maybe, just maybe, they've actually succeeded for once.
Yeah, maybe they have. And there was an emphasis offensively on the backs and maybe even like get thrown at the tight ends a little bit. It wasn't really wide receiver heavy till later in the game. Right? Like, when Drake May was in, it was a lot of stuff that we had seen previously with Josh McDaniels and getting like a variety of running backs touches, whether it was throwing to all those guys or handing them the ball. A lot of, you know, even like one or two wide receiver sets. Because I was going in wondering, all right, are we going to see these guys, even without Diggs, are you going to see three or four wideouts all on the field at the same time? Wasn't really the case, but they were having success with the running backs. I think all three of those guys played pretty well. That's why some are calling it the Cerberus backfield.
Many people are saying.
Many people, three-headed dog monster. Yes. They're kind of saying that's what it is. But Ramondre had a 13-yard run. Antonio Gibson had an 11-yard catch. Also had a couple of good runs. Henderson had, what was it, the 18-yard run on the one, and then he had three catches. So, like, all three of those guys were being used, plus Drake May sprinkled in some runs. He was a better runner than he was thrower in the game. Only two series for Drake May, but kind of what we expected as far as playing time, right?
Like, oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, give him two series. Obviously, it didn't end the way that you wanted it to. But I think that, yeah, the positives would start with Henderson and then maybe sort of trickle down to Will Campbell and then a couple of the other running backs for me.
Is it possible they're actually going to be good, Keith? You forecast them for 10. I've forecast them for 9. But there's a wide range of outcomes there. I know it was all twos and threes from the Commanders. I think they had 30 guys inactive or whatever it was, Jaden Daniels included, on Friday night. Never mind Terry McLaurin, who's not suiting up anytime soon for them.
No.
But that was dominant by the Patriots. And, you know, even go back to the joint practice. They outplayed the Commanders in a joint practice where Washington, outside of McLaurin, had all their guys out there for that. A year ago, the joint practice against the Eagles was very telling. The Eagles were good. The Patriots sucked. You could tell that on the practice field. Is it possible between the joint practice, the preseason game on Friday night, the Patriots can actually follow through on some of this hype, all the games they're favored in, the 8.5 win total? Are they actually going to be pretty good?
I think so. I mean, they spent money in free agency, and even if it wasn't at every single position that we wanted it to, they made upgrades across the board. The coaching staff, from what we've seen, is certainly a lot better than last year, but it might even be better than like the last couple Bill years too, right? Just because Bill had defensive coordinators coaching offense, he may have slipped a little bit as well. Like there, it just wasn't as, I don't know. This seems like a very well run, everybody's kind of pointed in the same direction, kind of coaching staff and team right now. And, you know, yeah, the Commanders didn't play their guys. The Patriots also didn't have all their guys, including the best cornerback duo maybe in the league.
No Gonzo, no Davis, no Diggs, no Moses. I mean, it's not like the Patriots played every. Good call. Yeah. It's not like the Patriots played everyone. Fair point. They didn't sit 30 guys, but they didn't play everyone.
I mean, the Commanders had no interest. I'm surprised they even showed up. They should even start like next year, be like, all right, who wants to play preseason? Who doesn't? Because like, how much better would it have been if it was the Bengals with Joe Burrow for two series, whatever he ended up playing, and like you get a real sense of it? Because if some teams don't want to do it, I get it. I'm not like blaming the Commanders, but it's almost like put those teams together, let those teams play grab ass.
I do kind of blame the Commanders.
Yeah,
the
but
Commanders
they don't need to play Jaden Daniels.
Okay, well, like, I get that. They don't, but they agreed to do joint practices, and then they're like, but we're not.
That's true.
We're not going to do
one-on-one
drills, yeah. And we're only going to do one day of joint practices.
Yeah, but so the Patriots should have gone. I mean, I guess what you figure out the preseason schedule first, and then you kind of ask those teams around, I suppose. But yeah, it seemed like they didn't have a lot of interest, which will be interesting to see if that strategy pays off for them, or are they going to get off to a slow start? And you're going to point to it's like, well, you didn't seem to be into it during camp at all.
They did not. So a resounding victory for the Patriots on Friday night, 48-18. One key turnover in that game, which we'll get to. We got thoughts on Drake May. We got thoughts on some debuts out of the Patriots rookies beyond Travion Henderson. We saw Will Campbell. We saw Jared Wilson. We saw Kyle Williams, who flashed a little bit.
Got open.
Not that they were able to get him the ball.
No, we got open.
So we have thoughts on that from Friday night. Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Monday. And we are joined right now by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you on a Patriots Monday by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, welcome to Jones and Keefe. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
We're doing great. How nice is it to get out there in a game setting and actually hit somebody and have some contact, which I know has been light in the preseason? How'd that feel to get out there and do that?
No, it felt really good. It was a good time to knock the rust off for sure. I'm very happy that we were able to go out there, play well, play as a team, and have fun first and foremost. You know, I think this group of guys really came out and showed their heart, and they showed just what Braves wants of us. So I was very proud of them, especially the young players.
Yeah, what's been your impression of Coach Mike Vrabel so far? This is going to be, I guess, part of your third season in New England, third different head coach. So what kind of coach is Mike Vrabel?
Oh, he's a great man. He leads well. He's well-spoken. He leads by example. I think that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, it's easy to talk the talk, but he walks the walk too. So I have nothing but high praise for him, and I'm excited to play for him this year.
You also have a new defensive coordinator in Terrell Williams. I'm curious, what kind of coach is he? Is he a guy that will yell at you? Is he quiet? Like, what's his approach?
I would say he's a little bit of everything. He knows when to say it and how to say it. He's also he's a big motivator. He knows what he expects of guys, and he knows how he can get it out of guys. So I really appreciate how he speaks to us, how he speaks to the defense, and the high standards he has for us.
You ever have a coach at any level get in there and break it up like he did at joint practices last week and come out bleeding? You ever had a coach do that?
Never. That was new to me.
Do you like the joint practices? It seems like a thing that all the teams are doing pretty much every year. But do you guys like that?
Yeah, no. I think joint practices are great. It's a chance to hit other people. It's not only that, but you get to look at how their linebackers play, how their defense plays. So it's like you can like cross-examine that, okay, like how would we handle that situation that our offense put them in? It's a good opportunity to learn from each other. And oftentimes at joint practices, you are able to go work like in position drills with the other linebackers. So then when we go do that, it's also a good time to learn from them. We weren't able to do that with Washington, but I've done that in the past, and I love doing that too. It's just an opportunity to learn as a position.
We're talking to Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday on WEEI. Christian, just looking over your career, there's some interesting tie-ins on the schedule. You're going to Minnesota for the joint practices. That's where you started your career in the NFL. Yep. You were signed to an offer sheet by the Raiders. You're going to play them week one. But you stayed in New England this offseason. How nice is it, given some of your different stops in the NFL, to have kind of one place where you now know you're going to be?
Yeah, no, I first of all give glory to God. You know, I just try to use the abilities that he's given me. Without him, you know, I wouldn't have another breath, another second. So, like, when me and my wife found out we were coming back, or when we got the contract, it was nothing but joy. It was like, it was a shock, just because my first 3 years in the league, I've been cut a number of times. I've been bouncing around. I've been, you know, I would always ask her, like, is this for me? Is this what God has planned for me? Like, why am I not sticking? Like, I know I can do this. I feel like I have the talent. So why is it not working? And then, my wife, my dad just told me to push through. They asked me, do I still love the game? And I told them I do. I still love the game. And then the offer sheet came, and then the Patriots matched, and it was unbelievable. So it was a blessing from God. And, you know, I just want to give him glory first.
You know, I was doing some research on you, cause we're nothing if not professional. And it says here you are one of 12 children. Now, I have two kids at home, and I have my hands full. Like, that is a lot, just the two. What was it like growing up in a house with 12, or I guess 11 other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. There's definitely hard things about it, right? There's, like, lack of privacy, lack of having your own space. But on the other hand, you have 11 best friends. You have 11 people that you would lay your life on the line for. People that, you know, like every summer we get together as a big family and we just enjoy each other's company. So it was amazing. Honestly, props to my parents for being able to do it. They had the heart for adoption and, the heart to have that many kids. So it was amazing to see them go through it. And then not only that, but then to learn from their mistakes, learn from how they did it. Because now me and my wife, after watching them, you know, I think it's James 1:24 says true religion inside of the father means caring for the orphan and the widows and then refusing to let the world corrupt you. So for me, like, how can I not follow God's word? I'm going to care for the orphan and the widows. I want to adopt. So watching how they did it and then how I can do it better and how the lessons I can learn from them was nothing short of a miracle, because they were a huge blessing to me and showing me how to do it.
Now, you are being very modest about your father's time in the NFL. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, long career with the Detroit Lions, Denver Broncos. You have siblings in the NFL as well. So what is that like, being able to lean on them from a professional standpoint, not just, you know, guiding yourself through and sticking with your career, but professionally having that sort of sounding board?
Yeah, no, I get something from all of them, right? I would say, like, my dad, like, he's not, well, my brothers too, but my dad's a big focus on mentality, a big focus on dominating, a big focus on, you know, like, breaking the other guy's will. So getting that from him and back when he played. For my older brother, He's also a middle linebacker, but I would say he's very gifted in pass rushing. He's very gifted in communicating in the defense. So being able to learn from him. And then my little brother is also a very gifted pass rusher. He's a D end, and being able to watch him play and learn from him and seeing how he strikes, how aggressive he plays. I take something from all of them. You know what I mean? Like, each one of them has been a huge blessing. And I just, we're very blessed. You know, it's not often you can say you've had, there's actually my older brother who played for Philly. He played in Philly with me. He's not in the league anymore, but, to have, what is that? That's five of us. Five of us who played. You know, that's not often you could say, like, five of your immediate family members have played in the league. So,
and what you and at least a couple of your brothers played at Idaho in college. And I'm always curious talking to different guys on these Patriots Mondays and Fridays. You know, finding players from everywhere. You know, whether it's the SEC, whether it's the Big Ten, or, you know, going all the way outside. How did you land at Idaho, and what was your time like there?
Yeah, for me, I went to Valor Christian in Colorado. I started in Utah Judge Memorial. I finished at Valor Christian in Colorado. So I played with a lot of talent around me, the McCaffreys, a lot of my brothers and whatnot. So it was a lot of fun to play there. But I would say I was a little overlooked. So I really didn't get many offers coming out of high school. So it was either – it was a bunch of SCS, or I think Idaho at the time was Sunbelt. So my older brother was already at Idaho, so I didn't even take a visit anywhere, even though I had offers other places. I was like, no, I just want to go play with Caden. That sounds like fun, and that's what we did. And then after that, my dad came and joined, and he started coaching D-line there, and then – after that, my other little brother came, and he was playing D-line there, so it was good.
Hmm. Did you overlap in high school with Christian McCaffrey, or was he too old?
I would have if I would have got there my freshman year, but I started my high school career in Utah.
Got it.
I remember going to work out with, obviously, Luke, Dylan, and Christian in, like, the summers, but I never got to play with Christian. We always watched their film and whatnot, but...
I bet that high school highlight tape
was
pretty good.
I was going to say, tackling a McCaffrey, I imagine, is no treat. Well, Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We appreciate the time. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you to Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker here on a Patriots Monday. Typically, we're going to talk to Hunter Henry on Patriots Mondays as well, but he was not at practice today. Ramondre Stevenson, a couple of the absences today, they sound planned, right? Stevenson missed one late last week,
like,
and then played
in the
game. This
way you don't have to talk to Jones.
They're like, we're going to give you Mondays off. That way you don't have to go through and talk to Jones every Monday. That's fair. Interesting stuff there from Christian Ellis. Again, you miss any of that, you can check it out on the Audacy app. Use the Rewind feature, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Listen on the iHeartRadio and tune in apps as well. Coming up, let's get to Drake May. Your thoughts on his day. One terrible turnover mixed in with some plays with his legs. We have thoughts on Bill and Jordan coming up later this hour as well. Stay tuned. It's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox dropped the rubber match in their series with the Padres 6-2 yesterday in San Diego. Sox are now a game behind the Seattle Mariners for the top wildcard seed and four games back of the Toronto Blue Jays in the AL East. Tonight, the Red Sox will be in Houston to begin a three-game series with the Astros. First pitch is at 8:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Lenny Donato right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Garrett Crochet will be the starter in the series opener for the Sox against the Astros' Christian Javier. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arcand at 7:10. Yesterday was the final public practice in the Patriots preseason. Pats will be in Minnesota for joint practices with the Vikings on Wednesday and Thursday, followed by a preseason matchup on Saturday afternoon. In preseason football action yesterday, the Miami Dolphins and the Chicago Bears played to a 24-24 tie, and the Los Angeles Chargers got the 27-13 win over the New Orleans Saints. And after three playoff holes against J.J. Spawn, Justin Rose is your winner at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Championship, Rose finished the tournament 16-under. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.